Boyhood is one of the films generating a lot of Oscar buzz, and it's no overnight sensation. Richard Linklater's Boyhood is fictional, but it feels like a documentary. It was filmed over 12 years, and we watched the entire cast, including the lead character Mason, played by L.R. Coltrane, grow up. We first meet him in the film as a first grader, a dreamy child of divorce. His sister is played by the director's daughter, Lorelai. Ethan Hawke plays their father, dropping in for the occasional visit. And Patricia Arquette plays their mom, struggling to raise the kids while going to school and working. So, of course, there are frequent upheavals to the dismay of the children.
Goodbye, yard. Goodbye, Crepe Myrtle. Goodbye, mailbox. Goodbye, box of stuff Mommy won't let us take with us, but we don't want to throw away. Goodbye, house. I'll never like Mommy as much for making us move.
Samantha, why don't you say goodbye to that little attitude, okay? Because we're not taking that in the park.
Patricia Arquette, ending that clip from the film Boyhood. There's Oscar buzz about the film. It's on many critics' best of lists. And there's Oscar buzz about her as well for Best Supporting Actress. Patricia Arquette stopped by our studios this summer when the film was first released, and we asked her what it felt like to work for 12 years with a cast instead of the usual 3 months.
It was so strange because really it was this kind of amazing alchemy because we immediately were the kind of people that would be friends. Felt close already.
Yeah, 12 years. You are a family.
We are. And the only thing that was ever hard about this movie, oddly enough, was last year, thinking of finishing it. To have this beautiful experience every year, I really wasn't ready to finish it, and I wasn't ready to give it to the world.
It's stunning to see you in the beginning of this film. You're very young, long-haired, very young woman.
Yes.
What do you think when you see that woman now?
It's funny because I had no idea how beautiful I was. And I always was anyway fighting against that. And I didn't feel like as a woman I was supposed to present that. Or why was that expected of me to be loved, that I was supposed to be a beautiful somebody? But it sort of took me off guard.
That's interesting because I think a lot of women as they age look back at pictures of themselves and think, wow, why didn't I know that I was okay? And here you get to see it over the course of 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Yeah, and that's part of what I was excited about with the project also. I knew that it was sort of like the life cycle of a human being, you know. I knew we were going to see these children grow, but I also knew that Ethan and I would be getting older.
Well, and you let yourself get older on the screen. You become a harried mom with, one of my colleagues said, she had mom hair at one point.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I wanted to do that. I didn't want to Hollywood it up. I knew this woman was really busy going back to school and trying to provide better for her family and trying to find her way to find herself even in the world.
And making some bad choices.
Well, the truth is, I think, you know, more than half the families do end up in divorce, and there's a lot of unhappy marriages, drinking problems, or they're brutalizing each other verbally. But these people do present themselves originally, these partners, as great guys, and I think we all have blinders on, and it takes a long time to really get to know who someone is.
Well, it's funny you mentioned the blinders, because the other thing is, you know, watching the film, there were times when you just wanted to scream at the adults in the film, look what you're doing to the kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but also, show me the perfect parent, and I'll show you a liar.
Yeah.
People make mistakes, people don't understand the impact of things that they say and do. I think we become much better parents, but we're human beings and we're all flawed. And we wanted to show that in this movie with every character.
Yeah, and it does. It's interesting, though, as the audience, we had a vantage point that you didn't as an actor on the screen because, do I understand, you know, as we're watching the children go off and as their parents are struggling to stay above water, you know, the central character is going off and trying drugs. And you had no idea.
Well, to some extent. I mean, Rick would tell me things like, he's going to go hang out with his friends. They're going to have a few beers. He's not telling you the truth. But I didn't know really exactly what they were saying, exactly who these other kids were. So when I watched the film, my character was also watching the film.
In your head, you mean? Yeah,
in my head. And my character came out instantaneously as I was watching it, and my concern for my child in that moment was just immediate.
And I'm wondering, as you were making it, what a risk, because there's a chance that these kids as they grow up could come back and not be actors
or not be willing to work on the movie or go away and do other movies and pick up bad habits, or they could have been jerks. Then you would have this moral dilemma of having committed to something for 12 years that was torturous.
Mm. Where else did you find your character, this woman who is going to be so note perfect for a lot of women in the audience, trying so hard to do everything right, get an education so she can get a better job, married too young? Where'd you find a lot of this?
Well, there were elements that I recognized in my own life as a single mom. I was a single mom at 20. My baby was 1 month old when we broke up. Mm-hmm. And then I also was heavily influenced by my own mother. My mom went back to school. My mom taught. My mom struggled, really, to raise us all. My dad had this joke where he said, "I changed your diapers once." Now, at that point, my mom had 3 kids in diapers, and my dad changed my diaper once.
Yeah. Let's talk about Ethan Hawke for a second. Again, an absentee dad in the beginning, but he does struggle to have a relationship. He struggles so hard to impart knowledge to his son. It's interesting, though, as in the case of most fathers who don't have custody or who are in and out of children's lives, we don't get to see as much of his mistakes because they're not in front of us.
Exactly, yes. But what was really interesting in watching this movie again from my character's point of view was there was so much pain and resentment between these two parents. But when I got to watch the movie from my character's perspective and she got to see the scenes she wasn't in and the qualities he gave his children as a father, suddenly I had this real revelation as a human being that we shouldn't hold on to so many resentments. Ethan's character is very philosophical, and he's really interested in where his kids are at. She's more doing the day in, day out, and trying to survive
yelling,
to take care of them. And yeah, I mean, you know, and having to be the law.
Yeah.
At the end, these two kids get her work ethic, her show-up attitude. They get in college. They have jobs. And from him, they're getting this philosophical sense of individuality and self.
That's so interesting, again, Patricia Arquette, that you say that you only knew this as you saw the film, what the father was doing, and your character reacts to that. It strikes me that every couple of parents should have 12 years of their life filmed and then be forced to sit down and see it, to see what the big picture is.
If someone could film their ex-spouse with their children, they might be able to see what a beautiful gift they've given their child with this other parent that they love very much at one point. There's only a couple of scenes with me and Ethan, and there's so much between them. I don't know. You know, we all felt very emotional about this movie and making it. It felt like love. It felt like building love with people, and it meant a lot to us. And the amazing thing is that many people in the audience have matched that. We felt like that was our thing, this deep resonating feeling, but we found it returning to us.
And I see you're feeling it now.
I am, yeah.
Patricia Arquette, and the film is Boyhood. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.